Go ahead and... All right, so I do want to... I want to make sure that this was clear. So when you take your topic, and you can do, we're going to actually do this in, with mind mapping around your topic, but with you, it's another way. It's a graphing of your topic. So you have one thing that you're going to write here. Then you can do three other things, and you can write here. And then for each one of those, you can have, you can branch it off. Because up here, you can do meditative prayer. You could do Buddhist prayer. I mean, probably if you're doing the Lord's Prayer, you're not going to put Buddhist prayer up there. But you can mash up different things. Meditative prayer, scriptural meditation. You can make each one smaller, each one clearer. And it's true of your business. It's true of your story. It's true of what you want to say. And during the break, we talked about Carrie is a big general teenage angst story about somebody who doesn't fit in. They narrow it down to it's a girl. Her name is Carrie. She's in a high school and she goes to prom. And I know all of that and I've never seen the movie.
She's bullied too.
Because, well, yeah, and she's bullied. So it's broken down into different pieces. So you have a girl and she's bullied and she's in high school. And you could have gone a bunch of different ways, but you narrow each of it down. So if we can narrow our topics down, it really helps us get clear. And that's where we find a lot of the hidden stuff that we really want to say. That's where we really find our voice. So it's different than things we've been taught or heard that we start putting our own things on that. Okay, and then we're going to go back to being afraid. All right, so we said that number one emotion you have is fear when you say, I'm going to go to a write your own book workshop. So who wants to write up there what the fears are? Anybody? What are you afraid of? What's your neighbor afraid of? What's the person sitting next to you afraid of? How about that? Anybody else?
Like it would be reasons.
No, don't tell me. Just yeah, reasons why you're afraid. What do you hear?
Okay.
Thank you. You know, even when we're writing on a whiteboard or a chalkboard, we try to write well, don't we? I was a school teacher for a couple years, and I had the greatest slant in the world. All mine went downward. Anybody else? Beth? Anybody else? What are you afraid of? Anybody else? There you go. Won't connect with people?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to write a diet book, but...
Anybody else?
I mean, I wouldn't lose weight.
Oh, that's good, Krisha. I like that. Good.
I'm going to write a comedy
book.
I'm just going to write a comedy book.
Boy, imagine what we could accomplish if we didn't have fear.
I know. It would be amazing. Thank you. Anybody else? We have six up there. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, so we have... I'm afraid I'd waste my time and it would be bad. I'm afraid I don't have time and won't finish it. We just covered that one.
Why not this
one? No. Hey, I'm kidding. I'm afraid the teacher will mark it wrong. I'm afraid the teacher will do this to it. No, I'm kidding. All right. Calm down. I won't finish it and it will sound... Arrogant. That's awesome. That's awesome. I want to put that there. Because who am I to write a book? Won't connect with people. My whole story will fit on one page. And it'll be boring, more of the same. And you know, those are great. I want to teach a little bit on fear. So if you go to page 14, I didn't put the notes in there, but on page 14 you can take some notes in there. Okay? So I said earlier that the clearest, deepest emotion for not starting is fear. It's not just for not starting a book. It's for not starting a business. It's for not starting a relationship. It's for not picking up the phone and calling somebody to go to dinner with you. It's for not picking up the phone and making a phone call for a sale. It's everything. Fear is the biggest emotion we have that stops us from taking one step forward. It stops us from saying, I'm a writer, I'm a coach, I'm a speaker, I am blank. It's easy to say, I am an accountant, I am a salesman, because somebody has given us the title. But it's hard for us to say what we want to be. And for if you're going to write a book, you need to be able to say, I am an expert on blank. And think about that. Stephen King wrote Carrie 30-something years ago that was teenage girl high school angst, and he's never been a teenage high school girl. You can be an expert by digging deep and clarifying what you see in the world. And that's how you make it not the same, not boring. That's how you make it connect. You don't tell somebody what you're thinking. You don't tell somebody what you've learned and you're rethinking it and you're giving it back. You tell them what you're experiencing, what you're thinking and feeling and have experienced. And you hope the world might be this way. And so that's important. So I'm going to give you a couple fears. Fear number one is, what if I don't have a book to write? So we're covering some of that already, but the first fear is, what if I don't have a book to write?
Where are we in the
mind? In number page 14, just in facing fear. Because there's a couple main fears. What if I don't have a book to write? It's very normal fear to say that, to think that. But if after today and after next Wednesday you think you don't have a book to write, then there's actually a real barrier for you. Because if you want to write a book, there's a book for you to write. And so you can ask yourself a couple things on this where, what if I don't have a book to write? Do people pay you for anything that you do? For any information that you have? For any act that you perform? For any advice? Do they pay you for that? Is there knowledge or information or experience that you have in your life that people come and ask you about that? Do people come and they call you, they text you, they email you, they want to talk to you so you can help them through one thing or any one thing? It's probably, you can look at it and there's a consistent theme. And that will help you find that, oh, I do have a book to write in me. So do you have a map in you for any certain way to do life? So here's the map. This is how you have a good marriage would be a map. And a lot of us have maps already. This is how I live my life, and this is how I spend my finances, and this is my map. And if you have a map, you have a book in you. This is how I've been married successfully. This is how I got out of addiction. This is how I lost 50 pounds because I bought my friend Beth Reed's cookbook. Okay, in a weight loss book. So it's those things. It really is. And so it's your story. It's your advice. It's your map for how you do things. And if you have a map, most of us, what do we do with our maps? We judge people. Well, if they would just teach their kids this and this and this and this and this, they wouldn't have that. Well, if they would have just done this and this and this and this, they would have no financial problems. They would have an early retirement, as a matter of fact. So we judge people with our map instead of like, getting it out there, writing it down, and helping people with the map. It could be prayer or hearing God. It could be simply on a map on how to write your first book. It could be a map on how to use your strengths. It could be a map on conversational prayer, looking prayer in a different light. It's all these little maps, these little things that we can help people with. So along with this fear that might help you is, do you read a lot, or do you know how to find answers really fast and really well? Are you the answer person? Do you like to study? A lot of books are just a compilation of things that are common knowledge that you've put together all in a certain way, all aiming towards one thing. So when somebody's done with that, they're like, I get it. For Father's Day, I got a book on the from the 1800s to like 1905, and it's all the Indian attacks and the grizzly bear attacks and things like that, and the massacres, and it's short first-person stories. Not any one's longer than 3.5 pages. They're all historically correct. And but this guy, all he's done is compiled stories that he's fascinated with that he could never use in any of his westerns. And he's put him these things in a book, and it's just an awesome read. And so you don't need, and you don't need a whole lot of. I'm an expert because I have 30 years of this. If you can go find information and you can line it up and you can present it, you can write yourself a book. So go ahead.
Because I was afraid to write my fear, so I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Just based on what you just said.
Okay.
So my fear. I wrote it here, but I didn't want to write up there.
Okay, because you're afraid to write it up there.
I was afraid to write it up there. So that it won't be brilliant.
Yeah.
I just want it to be brilliant.
Well, that's good. Well, have you ever read, if somebody said this is a brilliant book, you read it, you thought, that's not that brilliant. But it might be a bestseller, and you still don't. There's a best-selling author that I read his stuff. I just bought his book. I'm like, I'm going to read his book over. It's Easter. I'm going to read one of his books. And I'm like, oh gosh, this is so boring, but everybody I know loves this book. And I just put it aside. I'm like, I don't have to like it. So you might not be brilliant for everybody, but what if you're brilliant to a certain percentage of people? So it's really interesting. We think certain things. If you go on any author, fantastic author, you will have something like I can't remember. There's a larger percentage than you would imagine of negative reviews of people that hate it. It's too long. The next one is it's too short. it's too detailed. It's not detailed enough. The history's brilliant. They got the history wrong. So we have to take all of those people that are very real. It's hard to post certain things knowing that it's really part of your heart and people don't share it. They don't like it or they totally don't understand what you just shared. And you thought it was clear. You shared it with people. And then you wrote it down. And so you don't have to be brilliant at all. So there's something else here that might help you that get over this fear of I don't have a book is, do you give compelling reasons for why people should believe and do and act certain ways? If you have compelling reasons and you can see light bulbs go on people's heads, you know, go, that light bulb. You might have a book in you to write on a topic. Do you challenge people to live a different way, to choose new things? The answer to all of these questions is your book. All right. Number two, fear. So number one is what if I don't have a book to write? Number two is what if no one cares? And we had somebody back here who said their fear was no one cared, and there's like three or four people around him said, I care if you write it, your mom cares if you write it, your wife cares if you write it. And people do care. Not everybody will care, not everyone will like it. All right? So my brother is so I'm 54, so he's 57. He's an ex-con. He lives in a small town. He's gotten his life together in a lot of ways. I put a couple of these books years ago when somebody gave me something to give to my brother. I didn't see him, so I mailed it to him. I put two of these books in about a year and a half ago. He calls me up one day and says, I read your book. I'm like, I didn't know what he was talking about. I'm like, what book are you talking about? I didn't remember putting two of these in there. And he had read this. And the thing is he's the last person I'd ever think would care about this. He has a rule of don't talk religion at all. Don't talk about God. Don't talk about church. Things like that. And he started quoting to me out of this book. And he'd given it to his boss. He'd given it to his neighbor. And it was, I didn't know if I should cry or laugh. But I did both, by the way, after I hung up. Because it was so funny, and he gave me a really great compliment and things like that, and had several people around him have gone and bought it on Kindle. And it's a funny thing because somebody does care. And this was like a long time ago. I don't even look like that. I've gotten handsomer as I've gotten older. And I've gotten LASIK, and I'm like totally gray. So somebody will care. They really will. And if you write it to connect with people and you're sharing it and you're clear and it's yours, it'll really make an impact. We had somebody that lived with us years ago that was going through some struggle, and they recently reached out on Facebook and thanked me for another book that I wrote. And they went through a whole bunch of things. I had no idea what they were going on in their life. And I didn't know that this book, Yes, No, Maybe So, would even apply to what they were struggling with when it came to some life issues at their age and their position, what they were going through. But it did, and it does, and somebody cares. And if you can think about it, not like somebody needs to hear my story because it's awesome and I'm smart and I'm brilliant. It's just like, I want to share my story, and somebody will care over time. And what's funny is once you click that button, because some of you could have a book in the next month on Kindle. You really could. You really could. You go from here, you map it out, because I think we'll get to where we do at least the beginning of mapping out. Your chapters, you could have that on there. Especially if you gather together what you have and you read it and you lay it out, you print out and you just lay it out and you're saying, okay, these are my 8 chapters. It's very clear. These are all coming together. And you just do it. And the good thing about Kindle, when you push and you get that book done and you go back a week later, you're like, oh no, there's mistakes. First of all, half the people reading your book, they don't care about mistakes. It's amazing to me. It drives me nuts as a former teacher. I mean, Jim and I try to correct ours all the time, and there's always a little mistake that we forgot or something like that. But you print, you publish, you get it out there. So I want to challenge you. In fact, maybe somebody in here will, in 2 Wednesdays from tonight, will say, I'm gonna click at the end of this class, and I'm going to put my book up on Kindle. Because on the third night, we're going to do an author's page for you on Amazon Kindle. You're going to be set up, ready to go, and how to get something formatted for your front cover, how to get it formatted for Kindle. It's like $5 here and $5 there. It's not very expensive, and you can do that. And I want to challenge you to just think about that and do that. So the third fear: will I look stupid? And the truth is, you might. I just want to there's not like, oh, you'll never, you might look stupid. I was writing something the other day and trying to edit something, and I kept going back to, I don't want to say this. And I was thinking of a group of people that I experienced this thing in my life with, and all I could think about is what will they think, instead of what was my experience and what did I go through. And so you can't write for somebody who might think you're stupid or might think you're wrong or who might correct you. And you may look stupid. I'll tell you what, you will definitely, in trying to write a book, you will feel stupid several times, multiple times throughout your journey to write your book. Because you'll write something and it'll be like at midnight, you go, God, this is awesome! You get back from work and you look at it, you go, oh no, who wrote this? Is it English as a second language person? You know, it really will, or it won't make any sense, or somebody will read it and they won't pick out the good parts. They'll just be able to see the part that they don't understand. And so you'll feel that way, but it's not true. Feeling stupid doesn't make you stupid, does it? Mm-mm. No, it doesn't. Because stupid is a state of who you are. Feeling stupid is just, there's something coming my way. We just can take it and let it go away. So you definitely feel stupid. But I tell you what, you're going to feel a lot more stupid if next year at this time you don't have a book written.
That's right.
I mean, and you can shove down that feeling of stupid. You can shove down this feeling of stupid. I don't think shove it down is the right word. I just let it pass. No, that wasn't that well written. Have you ever read a book where every page is extremely well written? No, you don't. Sometimes there's guys that really, really, really craft their stuff, but almost everybody's just out there telling a story, getting a point across. There's one book that came to mind is, I think his name's Pablo Chao or Cho. He's a Brazilian guy or something, and he wrote The Alchemist.
Paulo Coelho.
What's his name?
Paulo Coelho.
He wrote The Alchemist. I Americanized his name, Paul Chow. But But it's super crafted all the way through that every sentence means something, is leading somewhere. But most books aren't like that. There's two things that I heard a writer's coach talk about, and one is the imposter syndrome when it comes to "I'll look stupid." Is that people that are superstars on their topic and have studied it and know it, they maybe even taught it, but when they go to write it down, they feel like they're an imposter when they write it down. And that will make you feel stupid. That will make you feel embarrassed. That will make you feel like you're maybe being a little bit arrogant, that who am I to write a book on blank or blank or blank? But you still go after it. You're not an imposter. It feels this way, even though everybody else would think you're an expert on that after they heard you talk about it. But then you, when you go to do it, you feel really, really bad that you're pretending that you can do it. And then there's another guy that, this is a great quote, I don't think it's in your book, "There's no illusion greater than fear." So that fear that you have, that fear that you're facing, is just an illusion. It's just an illusion. All right, so I want us to go to page 15. It's just the next page. And I want you to think about facing your fears about writing. So I wrote two of these. And number one, I am afraid of writing a book because. I'm afraid of writing a book because. And then I put some help there if you have struggled just with starting with because. So just read one. If you can answer one, answer it. And again, put one word, put a thought, put a sentence you hear in your head. But answer these five questions in the next few minutes, okay? And maybe one answer for one of them fits all of them for you. Remember, you're not looking to answer all five. You're looking to answer some of these five so that you're clear about what fear you're facing. Writing what you fear. You're trying to get specifically about writing for you. And what's up here might be helpful to you too, what's on the board up here. Some of you who came up here and wrote down, you've already written down some of your fear, but once you like, maybe even clarify your fear. So number five is, when I hear myself saying I want to be an author, I hear another voice saying blank. What is that voice that you hear? Okay, does anybody not have a fear written down? Everybody has a fear? Okay. Does anybody want to share a fear? We heard some. Afraid that won't be brilliant. Anybody else like that? That's really clear.
I'm just a little bit more specific.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. What if my writing voice reveals something in me that I'm not aware of, but everybody else can see clearly, but it's like something that reveals a complete lack of knowledge or common sense or even bigotry? Like, what if I'm not aware of something, and as I'm writing, it's aware of everyone else?
So what if what you're writing, it's like, this sounds good, but then it's like, oh my gosh, she is really angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've read books where I'm like...
I wrote one recently like that. Somebody read it, and they were like, man, you sound really mad at these parts about these... I mean, I was like...
You didn't realize you were mad. And then
that's right. That's right. That's cool. Right. So, but you have
new clothes.
You have people read it and stuff like that. So that's interesting. That's good. Well, definitely writing does expose things in you because you're writing it down. It's not like you're saying something that just gets to go away. Mm-hmm. You're writing it down.
Yeah.
People can come back and said, you said this. In fact, at the front of the book here, I have something here. I did a page of gratitude here, and I put my son in here. Did you read that? 1, 2, 3, 4. Deep gratitude to my amazing, always encouraging son who quotes my own stuff back to me. You think that's like a good thing? It is, but it's not. But it's good. So I think that's, you know, when we write, we're afraid of that. We're afraid, what if I say I believe this? And if I say it, and then I do something else. But what if somebody takes a picture of what you wrote and sent it to you? Says, I saw you out the other night. You were doing... It gets weird. It's never happened to me. It gets weird, though. So if you're gonna write on any topic, you're putting yourself out there. But that's okay. We definitely want to do that. All right. Anybody else? Yes.
I'm afraid I might be successful.
You might be successful. Okay. What would be the fearful about being successful?
Then I'd have to pop that.
That's good. That's right. Hey, who's the lady that wrote something that didn't write for 50 years? She just recently passed away. To Kill a Mockingbird. Yeah. It's happened more than you would know. And people wait 10 and 20 years and they just forget about them. But what you find out when they die 50 years later, they've written the entire time. They just couldn't top what they wrote. They were just so afraid. So I'm lucky. I've got like 3 workbooks, 3 coaching journals, and 3 books out that haven't done very well. I'm like on number 10, might just take off. But see what it does? It does give you like some leeway, and you're actually publishing on Kindle. That's what you're doing. Nobody's looking for you, typing your name in or the title of the book, looking for you, unless you tell them. So you do it, and you get past that fear. Once you do it, then you say, I can write a book. And you put it on there, I've got a book. And then you can go, and a week later, you can upload the corrected version of that book when you realize there's mistakes in it. Or a month later, when you're like, you know what, I want to take out that and put in that, you can put an updated one in that. And most likely than not, hardly anybody's bought your book, except your friends and people that love you and the people that care. But you're crafting and you're getting better incrementally, step by step. And that step by step is super important. All right, so page 16. To hope in your mind, you have like a reason what the fear that you're going to face. So here's how we call it, by Stephen Pressfield, calls it punching resistance or fear in the face. When you say, I want to write a book, resistance automatically comes up. It's, I don't have enough time, it won't be brilliant, it won't be these things. So the way you defeat resistance is you step into it. Usually what we do, we step back. Okay, I don't want to write a book anymore. Or we say, I want to write a book, and we just take a nap right there. And then we wake up and I want to write a book. Then we take a nap. And then we get up and we say, I want to write a book. And our nap might look like Facebook and these other things, But it really is. So we want to get ahead and move into those things. So what you do, you step into it. So you leave here tonight and you go write something tomorrow. Anything. Or you compile your stuff. And we'll talk about that next Wednesday, how we repurpose, recycle, reuse stuff that you've already used. And you cobble a book that you love together. All right, so number, page 16. Now I want you to clarify. You've clarified what your fear is. You've clarified your resistance. So if Alan, every time fear comes up, it's maybe a little bit different fear, but that's a core fear. If every time Alan can say, it does not have to be brilliant. If Les can write a book, I can write a book. I'm totally serious. Call me and I'll tell you. I'll be like, yeah, it's not brilliant, but who cares? Here's a peace of mind. It doesn't have to, but if you can say that, it doesn't have to be brilliant. You release that pressure. It doesn't have to be successful. If it is, it'll be awesome. I'll write the next thing that I love. Because you're doing it mostly for yourself and then letting others enjoy that. So this is kind of the same thing. Clarifying, you might want to start with number 5 that would like help you kickstart. Why do you want to write a book? And it could be that you want to be a coach or a speaker, or you have a story to tell. But it's a deeper reason why you want to write a book. How do you want to make people feel? All right, so does somebody want to share, you can keep writing, but does somebody want to share, to clarify their desire to do right, to write? I want to write a book so that people will blank. Anybody? It's just anything along those lines.
Okay. I desire to write a book. Do you want me to do number 3 or any of them?
Oh, any of them. Just any one of those.
I desire to write a book because people say I should share the thoughts that I've shared with them.
Okay. So you want to share your knowledge?
People say to me, what you just shared with me, more people will do.
Okay. So you want to share your knowledge?
Yeah.
And how you present your knowledge or your experience? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Good. Anybody else?
So people will get closer to Jesus.
Okay. Now, I would say that needs to be clearer.
Okay.
I don't know how, but maybe closer to Jesus and put off 3 little things there. And we can talk about that later, later. So if you guys want help with clarifying anything, we can't do it like right now, but that's something that would be important. Like, so Alan's is I want to share my knowledge that I have, and specifically areas, I could have this wrong, but specifically areas where people are saying you need to share this. to a broader audience, to a bigger group of people, make it more available. So it's a specific thing that people are identifying. So sharing, like I want to share, I want people to get closer to Jesus is super general. So make it really, really clear.
I got it.
Okay.
So that all the lies about prayer will be killed and people think that they can't pray will know that they can.
Okay. So let's say when people read my book, I want them to know they can pray. Or they can blank. They can hear God. They can communicate. Okay, good. Anybody else? Did anybody mark them and make money? Because I sure do. Oh, good. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, wouldn't it be awesome? What's the young adult series, Insurgent or something like that? Those three.
Yeah,
is that the one where she was a Kindle Amazon author first? And she was selling her books, and she was finishing up her second book or just starting her third book, and they came and found her, and then she wrote the third one and got $1 million contract and all that stuff. So those are so I'm gonna write that down there on number four. But the thing is you don't do it for that. But I tell you what, Jim and I talk about now, how do we like sell to more people? I remember when he got his first Amazon check. I forget, it was like four and a half. Mine was like $2.53. I'm like, I'm a professional writer. Yeah. 3 months, I made $2.50-something. But it's increasing though. But you keep doing it. You keep making it better. You keep putting it out there. And we've been invited to multiple different places. Jim's now in Panama, and he's done one of the workbooks we put together a long time ago. That actually, I just found this looking for these pens. This was November 11th at Camp Allen 2011. It's our first weekend freedom retreat that became the Liberty Project, Bright Ideas to Lead to Real Freedom, and an official thing in here that we taught. We've taken this over to Scotland, number one, and number two, Panama, Guatemala. And then we have, this has been redone, right? There's goldfish on the front. I didn't have that one. So it's just you keep taking it, you keep liking it, you keep doing things with it. You can do different things with it. You could write a workbook out of this course. You could write a journal. I'll talk about journals next week. Or you can write a book like some of the things we presented here. So anybody else want to share their desire to write? Yes.
Do something valuable to the people and to the world.
Okay.
And to me.
Okay. Okay, I would ask to be more specific on that.
Okay.
When people read my book, I want them to go, I can blank. I now know this. I will help people more in this area. Can you clarify it?
To help people feel happier, find a solution.
Okay.
Or conquer something that's been bothering.
Good, that's great. Find a solution, be happier, solve something that's been bothering. Those are super clear. Good. Yes?
Yeah, I was just going to say it's the same. To not feel alone or know that it will be okay. I mean, in my life, and like many people, have a lot of really bad experiences.
Right, right.
Deaths and all these things that I feel that I can truly reach people and say, you can get through this. And, you're not alone in this world.
Good. Good. That's clear. I like that. All right. Let's go to page 19. Anybody have any questions on that? Anybody want to buy my book? I'm kidding. I'm going to give you one free next Wednesday. I'm going to give you one free next Wednesday.
I assume you sold one book for $2.
No, you only get like a tiny amount. So
you get a little royalty.
You get little royalty checks. You get royalty checks. It's like free money in the mail.
Sold 3, 6, 9.
So some in the UK also, by the way, since we go over there once in a while. So now I'm an international writer. I don't want to sound arrogant, but I'm an international author. So it's so let's go to page 19. Again, free flow thinking. Don't correct yourself. Just topics you want to know more about, okay? 12 topics. You have 3 minutes to do 12 topics. Topics I want to know more about. Okay, you should have three or four. All right, you should have eight or nine. All right, so topics I want to know more about. Share a couple, just topics you want to know more about. Just shout them out.
How to legally pay the IRS less money.
How to legally pay the IRS less money. Okay, very good. All right, anybody, just shout some out.
Saving money.
Saving money, how to save money, okay.
Why women love shoes.
What's that?
Why women love shoes.
More about the Edwardian age.
More about the... That's brilliant. More about the Edwardian age.
I think
you meant to say a Dwarfian age.
No,
I'm kidding.
It was a
King Edward, right?
Point in the world.
Okay, so anybody else? Look at your sheet of paper. Is there any like theme throughout what you wrote?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What was your theme?
God in the universe.
God in the universe. Okay. And you don't. If I say what was your theme, you don't have to answer me if you don't want to. If it was like all filled out with drugs, and then I would be like you mushrooms and psychedelics. You could have said just no. You're so. I mean, if I ask you, you can say no. Okay. Yeah. Did you want a theme?
The theme was organic. How to find more organic oils. And
okay.
Things around your home. And
okay.
Gardening with organics.
Good. So raise your hand if you had a theme when you look at it. What was your theme, Jim?
Like different cultures, sociology.
Okay, good. Theme?
Probably self-empowerment, personal development.
Because you want to be a life coach.
Well, first thing I put was everything.
Everything. Yeah, you can't do that. You know I'm going to say take that off your list.
You kind of have a theme like crisis, because like sewing, hand reading, weather, crisis prep.
So. Okay. Okay.
Helping people.
Okay. Good. All right. So
business.
Okay.
Entrepreneurship.
Okay. Good. Good. So then we're going to go to page 22. And I'm going to give you 3 minutes. The stories, these are your stories that you want to tell people. Okay. Your stories that you want to tell people. I have a story I want to tell, but I'm just able to want. And it's how you go from being super shy like I was, never talking till I was almost 12 or 13 to anybody, and then being like not shy. Well, still being a little shy, but not worrying about it. I think that's a story I want to tell someday. What's your stories you want to tell? All right, you show 7 or 8. All right, who wants to share a story? So maybe something that hasn't shared yet, a story that you want to tell people. Anybody who hasn't shared yet? Nobody? I mean, it might be really personal. So, all right, so anybody, if you have shared, have a story that you want to tell. Your story that you want to tell. Go ahead.
I would love to tell people how food affects us, how eating together.
Oh, so it's not like the fact you want somebody to know, but it's a story.
About how eating together just opens a life up.
Yeah. So, so that would be your experiences of being at the table with people. Yes. Good. But it would be teaching something. I like that. That's good. You see how that is? That's like awesome. And that's just like stories woven together with the theme. That's really good. I'm going to write that one down.
That was really good.
I like that. See?
Brilliant.
And each of us can write that same book under the exact same title with that exact same thing, and it would be totally different. That's how awesome books are. Each one of us could write about experience. And some of them would, one, at least in here, one or two of the books would be about awful eating experiences. You know, how horrible it was in those areas, or their experiences in their childhood or their marriage or with their kids or with what. So that's awesome. Anybody else dare share after that? No. But think about that. So that story that you have, that life that you've lived, at every age, at every time, there's something for you to tell and some perspective that will help somebody be inspired to grow, to change, to think differently. And this isn't the last thing we're going to do, but I do want to go through all of these before we get to the next page. But this next one, just a couple, 2 minutes. Truths you want people to know. Truths you want people to know. It can be one word. All right, you should have 5 or 6. All right. So who has eight themes? Eight that truths they want people to know. Raise your hand. Eight truths or more. Eight or more. Who has eight? Raise your hand if you have eight or more truths. Boy, you guys don't want to like tell people what to do, do you? That's okay. So this is what we're going to do. So anybody, look at your list. Do you have a theme on your list? What's your theme?
Tell people what to do.
Tell me. That's awesome.
Yeah, but
no. Do you have like a theme? Like I want to tell people how to cook and eat healthy, and that would be a theme. Like you have like six things on dieting, or do you have a theme there? Things you want people to know? Yeah.
Just the theme is that they can grow.
That they can grow. Okay.
That people don't have to stay at the same place.
That's good. That's good. Is your theme around organics?
Actually, it's yes in a way.
Healing. Okay. Healing. Okay. Very good. I like that. Anybody else have a theme? Maybe a one-word theme.
Friendship.
Everyone can. Good. I like that. So, I like down here at the bottom of this page this quote by Derek Silvers that says, "What is obvious to you is amazing to others." If you can like be aware that what you say, it's resonating with people, and it's normal to you, then you would be surprised. I went. I'll share that story for another time. Just go to page 24, and we're gonna stop here. But I want you to spend a couple minutes doing this. We have it's 8:53. We have a couple more minutes, but I want you to listen to this before you write it down. Okay. Which of these pages did you fill up the fastest? Which of these pages resonated with you the most? Look back at these lists you made. Which list and the things in the list make you the happiest? If you had to spend a 40-hour week with one of these lists, which list would you hire? Which list would you work for? Which list would you want to be with if that was your job? Where do you feel the most energy? Which of these lists? So what we had is 23 truths I want people to know, stories on 22, things I know a lot about on 21, topics I want to know more about, which you're probably a studier and a reader, and then types of things I read most about. You can combine some of these things into a good idea of what your topics are going to be. So write your list here. If you can look back at those things, do you have one list that really pops out to you? One list that is your favorite, that has energy. What I want to do is I want to tell stories. That's what I want to do. And you might tell stories with a lot of truth in it, but it's stories is your main focus. Everybody find a list. My list would definitely be truths I want people to know. I always want people to know this. And then stories are something I add in so they will hear me tell the truth. So think about that. Is there something that resonates with you? And then go down, once you've chosen your list, now you've chosen one list, which item on that list excites you the most? Which we're kind of going through the same thing. Which item on that list resonates the most with you? If you had to spend 40-hour week with one line on that list, which line would it be? Slowly read through the list again, highlight three items where you feel the most energy, and write your item right there, okay? So who had the, did anybody have the most energy around, this is the story, my story I want to tell? Okay, one, two, three. Did you write an item down? Were you able to, have you highlighted three items on that list and you know what story you're going to put in that circle? Sort of, okay. Okay, so So you have this. So we're gonna end here. And then when we come back, we'll do mind mapping when we get back on your topic, and we'll find a topic for you, and a title. We'll find a title, topic, and some chapter headings, some chapter ideas next time. Okay, and among starting some practical things for Kindle book. So you're gonna write your list here. You write your item on that list, and you can have three items on this list, but you want to narrow it down. Do you want to write? Is your book going to be a story? Is it going to be a truth? Is it going to be something you're going to have to go study on? So you should have something here. It could be two, three, or four. You can actually take a little bit from each list, or you can go from here. You can see what resonates, what story hits a list that you put on the truth you hope people know. So you might have healing on one of your lists, truths you want people to know. But then on the other thing, was it the things you want to find out about were organic things? Was that? Or the things you know a lot about?
Well, I mean, I've researched a lot.
Okay. So you might go look through.
Much more, you know.
Yeah. So you might want to look through what is on your list. You might have one list that resonates with you, but you might go look through some other things on your list and kind of come up and patch together a clear item down here, okay? All right. Any questions before we close? I'll give you an example. So, truths I want people to know. I'm with you. I always want people to know that they can change their life, okay? So, it's that road. People can change their life. So that maybe I have people can change their life. They can change the way they think. They can change the way they live. They can change the way they eat. They can change the way they save their money. Okay, and I have a whole bunch of truths I want people to know, and God can help them, and their accountability will help them. See how I'm making a list of things I want people to know. So if that's the one I have the most energy around.
We do a list on this one.
Yeah, so you do the list on that first page, and then I'm going to look through those truths. And the thing is, for me, it would be that you can change your life by changing your mind. So that would be down here. That would be my item. Not because it was actually written down there, but because I was able to summarize what it was. Okay? And you can come next week without having that thing filled out, because we're going to start again, and we'll go over some of these things again, but not very much. But look right there, okay? So go through those lists. That's really your homework. So go through those lists. And
from page 23, let's say page 23 was the list I've chosen.
Right.
You're saying summarize that list into a statement. That's what the item is.
Maybe. It could be. Mine would be summary, but yours might be, this one really jumps out to me. This is the truth I want to write on. We already know yours is going to be about prayer. Right? It's going to be a prayer. And what was yours? You said yours was a lot about spiritual God. The universe, right. So maybe yours is very much, is it a truth you want people to know? Is it a story you want to tell? So you find that list and you pick out something. It could be where you're connecting that list, but it's just something. I think once you look through those things, we didn't have time to finish it that way tonight, but I think you guys will find that, okay? Any questions? All right. If you need to email me this week about a question or an idea or something you want me to cover that I maybe didn't cover enough this week, we can cover it next week. You can email me at that. And God bless y'all. Have a good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.